and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for that complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and There to Care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, There to Care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, 16th of April, 67 degrees on our way to near 80 windy degrees. Again, I'm still under a tornado watch until 9 this morning. Some thunderstorm activity still for the next hour, hour and a half here in the area before we're through all of this this morning. Stay tuned. We'll, of course, keep you updated right here at KVOE. We're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning, this Tuesday, the 16th of April, by SOS Executive Director Mickey Edwards and the 2022 Miss Kansan, Ayanna Schumacher, on our newsmaker segment this morning. Mickey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Ayanna, how are you? Outstanding. Ayanna, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you guys?
We are well. Well, Mickey, we have to ask here, what is bringing Miss Kansas to town and when she's coming to town?
Well, we are really pleased to be hosting Miss Kansas. So we'll have the opportunity, the whole community will have the opportunity to hear her on Thursday at 6 o'clock at the Tech College. You know, she doesn't know this, but I had the opportunity to hear her speak when she came to a fundraiser for Kansas CASA up by Topeka a few years ago, and her story is compelling, and what she has to say is going to make a big difference to people that have the opportunity to hear her.
Well, Ayanna, this begs the question here as to what has April 18th on your calendar and why Emporia?
Yeah, so the funny story is I'm actually the Miss Kansas last year. I don't want to get people confused. I like to call myself a has-been, but I'm hoping that my message it still resonates with everybody, but I'm excited. I mean, I'm up in Omaha, Nebraska for schooling right now. I'm in the PA program at Creighton University, and it's taking quite a bit of my time. So coming back to Emporia is actually putting myself back in the map for Kansas events, and I'm super excited because that's why I wanted to be Miss Kansas, was to go head around in our communities and hopefully make some change, share my story, speak with some kiddos, young adults, all walks of life, and to, I don't want to say break the stigma around mental health and childhood trauma and all the things that come with it, but just, like I said, leaving a message that hopefully resonates.
Yeah, well, what would be the basic theme of your message, Ayanna?
So I'm titling it The Story That Others Read, and I think it's just very symbolic of my upbringing and not many people associating Miss Kansas and the success that I found in my education and just all things in life with what my upbringing consisted of. I think we're very quick to talk about the troubles that we face, but it's still very taboo of a topic, and we're quick to define ourselves by how we were brought up or the things that impacted us, but really it's just pieces of us that built who we are now. It doesn't quite define everything that we are or who we're ever going to be. So I would say that's the big theme.
Ayanna, without getting too deep into your conversation, or I shouldn't say conversation, but your background situation, what has your time getting a chance to meet with other people, what has that taught you about other people with their kind of situations when it comes to abuse, and really how has your conversations and, you know, interactions with other people maybe uplifted you? Because obviously you're trying to uplift other people, but how have those conversations uplifted you?
You know, one of the schools that I can remember most vividly as Miss Kansas was St. Francis. And one of my good friends growing up with her throughout high school, she had got it worked out. And so it was just one of those, I don't want to say a friend favor. She helped me out and it got me into a part of the state that Miss Kansas usually doesn't visit to. And after the presentation, I remember there was a point in time in which students in front of all of their peers were asking me very deep questions, asking me perspective on some of their stories. And I would say it's really neat to see students amidst their peers. I mean, as a high schooler, that was the last place that I wanted to share some of my troubles with, middle school even more so. and they were, I mean, people were crying. We were getting really intimate and having very vulnerable conversations. And so even though the main point is to uplift others, sometimes it is crying with a peer. Sometimes it is being vulnerable and having those conversations. And I stayed at that presentation for quite some time after my allotted time because the conversation was just so deep I couldn't leave it where it was at.
Again, Miss Kansas, Ayanna Schumacher, who will be in Emporia in a little bit. Mickey, again, give us the when and where of Ayanna's presentation.
Well, we will be there with her on Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Flint Hills Tech College. So we just invite the community to come out and hear her story and hear her, you know, talk about breaking the stigma and overcoming adversity and all the things that she has proven, you know, with her education and her life that are possible.
Wanted to ask you, Mickey, here, because obviously this is really a huge month for you. You had Take Back the Night here last week. Obviously, we got Child Abuse Prevention Month overlapping with Sexual Assault Awareness Month that are taking place here. From your perspective, leading SOS right now, what does it mean for you to bring somebody of Ms. Schumacher's, you know, experience level and really her breadth and, you know, her position here as Miss Kansas to Emporia for something like this?
Well, you know, we do this all the time. This is work that we are in, you know, immersed in. But to have somebody else from outside of our community come in and talk to our community about these topics, it's really important. You know, they hear our voices all the time. And so to have somebody come in with her platform and really highlight the importance of these conversations, it's really important to us. And this month to us, not only is it recognition of Sexual Assault Awareness Month and Child Abuse Prevention Month, and also we recognize our volunteers next week, but it's all about building connected communities. And we know that building connections is really important to individuals who have, experienced trauma in their life, who have those adverse childhood experiences, kind of working against them. It helps build that resilience that we know is so important to success.
Outstanding. Mickey, anything else that you wanted to bring up here for what's coming up here Thursday or for the rest of the month?
You know, I just want to invite everybody to come out on Thursday. And then our next activity for our April events is the community group ride. So we are downtown on the 27th at 11 a.m. It is an easy ride. We can, children can ride it. People who, they're like, I don't have a good bike. It's fine. Just bring a helmet, be safe, bring your family, come out and join us for a community group ride.
I've heard that easy ride thing.
Yeah, I've fallen for it too myself, Ron, but this one is truly an easy ride.
Okay, I trust you, Mickey.
Good deal.
Okay.
Ayanna, thanks so much for joining us. Anything else you wanted to bring up here this morning?
I just want to thank you guys for having me on. I heard you guys have some thunderstorms, and I'm a little frustrated with you because you just sent it my way. So
I saw that there were some flood warnings up back. I'm from Omaha originally, so you're back in my neck of the woods, and I did see that you guys are dealing with some more flooding or something along those lines here this morning. So
yeah, well, we'll make it work.
Right. Sounds good, ladies. Thanks
thank
so much.
You.
We'll see you Thursday.
All right. Thanks.
All right, that's Mickey Edwards, SOS CEO, and also Miss Kansas, Ayanna Schumacher, joining us here on the Newsmaker segment here today. And if you want to be part of the Newsmaker spots for your event or an activity, just let us know, but also letting you know that our first available date isn't until next Tuesday. We're full all the way through the 22nd, so if you have something, just let us know. 620-3-